So I'm going to read two more from this and then maybe two new poems. Two more. I have a 5-year-old child, but and she was once less than 5. And I didn't want to be that parent that wrote a poem for my child. I don't know why. I'm sort of like, it's one of those things I didn't want to do it. So then I decided that she should write a poem to me. And then like a year later, I remember coming across, like someone sent me this blog. And so I'm like, well, I didn't write a poem to my child and impress my child by writing a poem to her. So the blog said that I had appropriated my child's voice and had ruined her. So I thought, postmodernism, you can't do anything right. So anyway, it's my child speaking, not me, but it's my voice you'll hear. Conversation after midnight. The civilization of green ants met last week or month. Your sense of time, a concept I don't yet understand, and besides, I wasn't there, and they elected me to come here, even though me was still not me, or even an I, an unarticulated murmur, maybe that, at best some dust of unlikely possibility. I was nevertheless elected to be among you, to arrive and to periodically whimper, howl, stir, scream, cry, in a black spring night gone sour with images of the moon. O oarless alabaster boat, O pearly O, sitting high above the savannah, so many poets can still call on as if it's the next door neighbor, a ubiquitous presence signifying the right proportion of magic and tragedy. When they want to let everyone know how divine they become in the interim, kissed by capital G, you might say, but I need not tell you that you are hardly divine. A lump is more like it, if it is what you are. My name is Cerise Zara Asheim Yao, I'm your daughter. I've been here a little over a month, crying, shitting, eating, sleepless, restless, as I extend my arms and kick my feet. And I can see that you are perplexed by what I'm trying to tell you through the infant you hold in your hands, the one you think of as your daughter, which she is, but I too am your daughter. I who am an I, you, me, 2, 3, the one elected by the green ants. Their leader whispered something. Was I to repeat it word for word, as if such repetition is accurate, a higher form of mimesis than trompe l'oeil, something I've forgotten during and enduring from the to the, here and there, not yet having hardwired their coordinates within the celestial tumult, something in words about and through them perhaps, I can't remember, which is why no amount of beseeching is going to yield anything more from me than I'm the poem. Yes, I'm the one you want to write or be written by, you boob. Or should I say boob is sanctimonious. I'm the poem you need to write to and for, the one that isn't the one, but one of the ones who might step out from the flickering skyline of transparent shadows and say to you years from now, hey, old farting sag face, dim bulb in a dark and gloomy night. Why did you spend years shitting all that goop on the pristine white page after white page? And you will smile knowing I know the answer, knew it before here became the time-space continuum I inhabit. But this is a conversation that will unfold at and in another time, right now being right now, I'm hungry. So go get me something warm to drink, will you, bud? And hey, mister, whoever you are, you better quit calling me Pipilotti, Poopsalot, Starvin' Marvin, Krusty, Punkin' and Kid. I got a name. Why don't you use it?